With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas on strike in a handful of U.S. cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. Strikes during busy periods like the holidays can help unions get some extra leverage. Ukrainian drones strike deep into Russian territory, hundreds of miles from the front line.
A video posted on local Telegram news channel Astra, verified by the AP, shows a drone flying into the upper floors of a high-rise building in Kazan. Local authorities have been saying there were no casualties. Flights were halted at Kazan's airport and all mass gatherings cancelled on Saturday and Sunday. Moscow had sent around 113 drones into Ukraine overnight into Saturday, Ukrainian officials say, all of which were shot down or lost, likely having been electronically jammed. Kharkiv's regional governor says 8 people were wounded on Friday night in the drone attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Farmers still reeling months after Hurricane Helene ravaged crops across the South.
Georgia farmer Chris Hopkins is just one of many across the South hit hard by Hurricane Helene. He says it wiped out about half his cotton crop, more than $400,000 in profits, and has his bills from the cleanup mount. He's trying to figure out how to go on.
We need that assistance, and we need it timely. These rural communities live and die by agriculture, and when agriculture leaves and an operation dries up and quits, it's not just the family farm that's dependent on it or the couple employees that work on that family farm.
A spending bill just passed by Congress to avoid a government shutdown includes $21 billion in disaster aid to U.S. farmers. I'm Julie Walker.
Nigerian police say the death toll is 32 in a stampede at a pair of charity events. This is SRN News. The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria after independent experts found there was an unacceptably high safety risk in prescribing those medications. The decision is a major blow to the transgender agenda and reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. The decision extends an emergency ban that was upheld by a London judge in July and will be revisited in 2027. The U.S. is now the only major country that is embracing transgender treatments for kids. The University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson is accused of telling colleagues that, quote, Jews control the university and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves. Dawson is also quoted as saying Jews have no genetic DNA connection to the land of Israel. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball's all-time base stealer has passed away.
Ricky Henderson passed away on Friday in Oakland after a battle with pneumonia. He earned his nickname, the Man of Steel, by stealing a record 1,406 bases over a 25-year Major League career. He was also selected to 10 All-Star teams. Henderson was selected by the A's in the 1976 draft and inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2009. Bob Agnew reporting.
Scholars are hailing the discovery of a fossilized mastodon jaw discovered by a man who spotted two giant teeth while gardening in his upstate New York home. Officials from the New York State Museum say the jaw and some other bone fragments were found in a backyard near the hamlet of Scotchtown, about 70 miles northwest of New York City. Museum officials say the owner of the backyard doesn't want to be identified. Further excavation of the site yielded a well-preserved jaw of an adult mastodon and other bones. This is SRN News.